Listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Hello, I'm David Kavlovic, presenting to you some classical muse. Today's show starts with a composition by the Swedish composer, conductor, and pianist Wilhelm Steinhammer, who lived from 1871 until 1927. Steinhammer's performing career often had to take precedent over his composing career, which is why Steinhammer's body of music is so small. As both a conductor and pianist, Steinhammer was particularly praised in his interpretations of Beethoven, especially the piano sonatas. So it is no surprise that Beethoven is partly the inspiration for two romances Steinhammer composed for violin and orchestra, the exact same number Beethoven composed for the same combination. Steinhammer's two sentimental romances, Opus 28, date from the summer of 1910. Concert activities were usually at a minimum in the summertime, so that was when Steinhammer was able to compose. If these two romances evoke a gentle summer evening, that's the reason why. Here are the two sentimental romances, Opus 28, by Wilhelm Steinhammer. Tobias Ringborg is the violin soloist, with the Swedish Chamber Orchestra conducted by Niklas Wilén.
Thank you.
A lovely performance there by violinist Tobias Ringborg and the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Niklas Wilén, of Two Sentimental Romances, Opus 28, composed by Wilhelm Stenhammar in 1910. Next, we turn to one of my favorite new releases of the past year and some, a 2024 disc featuring the piano music of Mexican-Canadian composer Alfredo Santa Anna, who has made his home in Vancouver since 2003. The album we are going to hear is titled Before the World Sleeps. It's best I let Santa Anna himself describe his massive piano cycle, so I will read selections from his own notes. Quote, Much of the inspiration behind the music in Before the World Sleeps is rooted in the overwhelming sense that the world continues to be on a steady course towards ecological, political, and technological disaster. As the expanding rift between human experience and political reality becomes the norm, I have begun considering more deeply that the end of human existence is perhaps more of an inevitable outcome rather than a possibility. I'm no longer feeling like investing my time in having an unrealistic hope about an unknowable future. And subsequently, I wanted to rethink my process as a composer and find a new way of generating meaning while in the act of creating music, and find a way to embrace the lack of certainty for the time beyond the present day. The goal of this album was not to celebrate feelings of despair or calamity and to come up with music filled with ideas about the end of the world and humanity's demise, but rather it was to reorient the compositional process to create small pieces of music that I could finish quickly and, using an archiver's mindset, commit them to a recording rather than prepare them for public performance. The 18 compositions included in this album were organized into four main chapters that I consider to be germane concepts to writing music during this period of human existence: narrative, memory, color, and weather. End quote. Well, I certainly find this album actually more uplifting than one would expect, which is actually perhaps the point. Here is Before the World Sleeps, a piano suite in 18 pieces divided into four sections by Alfredo Santa Anna. The pianist who does an incredible job with these pieces is Miranda Wong. Thank you.
Thank you.